You are currently the only person in this conference.
On eating green eggs this morning, Jill?
No, I didn't. I must have missed that one. Oh, darn. I'll have to go back.
This lady's really upset because her family's in to visit this week, and because it's St. Patrick's Day, she cooked green eggs and people wouldn't eat it. She doesn't understand why.
Oh, dear. I always make the corned beef, cabbage, that. I mean, we've done that ever since I was, well, ever since memory when I was a little child. But my kids were disappointed because I'm not home. And they were like, what are we supposed to do? So we're doing it next Wednesday we will do it. I've got my corned beef, so I'll just do it all next week. So
there you go.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I want to know what she did to make them green.
Just food coloring.
Food coloring. If you put blue food coloring, it makes them green. Because
yeah.
Blue and yellow makes green.
Yeah.
That's as much as I know about art.
Why would we want to put food coloring in our food? I don't know. Okay.
You know, she's one of those ultra homeschooling mothers who's seeing this as a fun opportunity to celebrate a holiday.
Yeah,
but,
okay.
But, you know, if you're going to celebrate St. Patrick's Day, you should do Irish things, not just put green and stuff.
I
mean, she could make Irish soda bread or something, or you know what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah.
If everybody was just like me, there wouldn't be any problems. But.
I just have this vision. Somebody last year on April Fool's made brownies and put the green gel dye as like frosting on the top.
Oh.
But you couldn't tell that it was green because it was on top of the brownies. I mean, it
was
horrible. That, you know, I didn't get anywhere near them, thankfully, because I do not like April Fool's Day jokes. I think it's rude.
I'm not too crazy about gel coloring either.
That was just crazy.
Hey, Sherry.
Hi there.
You got sunshine today?
Yeah.
I came out of Florida, so it would rain. It's just raining here today. Which
bummer.
Is not too fun. Yeah, I know.
Bad when it rains in Florida when you're there.
Well, no, it was real nice when we got here yesterday. It was still daylight. It was very pleasant, and it was a little bit cool, you know, so that it felt nice. It was just lovely, so I was thinking today was going to be the same way, but I was wrong.
We're trying to fix Sonia this morning. Poor Sonia. Her brain's gone on vacation.
I was wondering after I got told yesterday that she recommended a 6- and 7-year-old be in two different cores.
Oh, dear.
Well, the first red flag was when she was putting a set of twins in different study groups.
Oh, my. Yeah, because
so
sometimes
really
people would
wrong.
Tell you. Because sometimes people would tell you stuff like that, but you'd think, oh, they must have put it in wrong, or they put, like, really different things in. But with something like that, it's pretty obvious.
I didn't realize there was something wrong with Sonia. I thought you were just doing the yearly update, and it was like, well... What are you updating? There's not much.
Well,
it's kind of a relief, isn't it? But there isn't much.
It's a huge relief.
It's like, oh. I mean, I didn't realize how...
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I didn't realize how confusing things were until you haven't been at it for a while. And then I was at my last convention, and I couldn't find the writing notes for Core 10, Core 400. See, I even called it Core 10. Core 400 for a while. Because I was forgetting that they put those in that separate place for the weeks instead of at the end of the literature thing like it's in the other ones. And it's like,
yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Ah. But now I can just remember the same thing instead of trying to remember something new. So
it would be so much better, though, if they all were in the same place.
Yes, exactly.
You know,
because
it might be logical.
Yeah. Because I'm like looking all over, I'm thinking, well, I know this is at the end of the writing assignment, at the literature part of for each book. So I'm showing it, I could not find it because, you know, I hadn't thought about it for, you know, 6 months or 8 months or whatever it was. And it's like, oh, man, it's in that separate section. And there's no tab for that separate section. So even though you have the Core 400 tab, there isn't a tab for the literature, whatever it is, the writing assignments or whatever they are, which I don't understand.
Good morning, ladies.
Morning.
Morning.
Hello.
Hello. What we got here?
We have Rhonda and Sherry and Carla and Jill and Judy. At this point, the only person we're waiting on is Tim, if he's joining us.
Tim's going to come here.
Okay.
Your phone. Making a quick call and then should join us shortly.
Okay. Barbara yeah. is... the only one that's not here today.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for joining us, taking some time to get together. What I'm going to do is share some background and some thoughts, and I've got a script that I'm just basically going to read to you. Get it.
I'm in a baby.
Frontally. than it might be otherwise. And then at the end of that, we could have whatever discussion you all would like, questions, what have you. So let me just get started. For some time, we have struggled with our forums, seeking to be open to all discussions, even as some discussions are at best uncomfortable or at worst ungodly and tearing down of faith. More recently, we've begun to view the forums in terms of what is a safe community for our users, at least the majority that are busy homeschooling and are not so inclined to test boundaries, question faith matters negatively, or be the recipients of exhortations to dump their faith as irrational, intellectually dishonest, or other pejorative terms. In sum, Sunlight is, and since Sunlight is a Christian company, we'd like our forums to radiate that reality. Now, more recently, John, Tim, and I, and Sarita, met to talk about the overall state of the forums and our desire for the future of the forums, all brought about because of really some quite long-term thinking, reflecting, and questioning what's going on in the forums and what would we like to have go on in the forums. We did not have too much disagreement when we actually got together and rather quickly agreed that we want to take a different tact going forward, at least philosophically. Let me share the following points as kind of benchmarks for that viewpoint, for that desire, for that discussion. First of all, our forums as currently operating are not what we truly desire. That's not to say there's not a lot of good stuff out there, but there is some portion, and it seems to be increasingly disruptive portion, at least in our view, that isn't what we truly desire. Secondly, likely some few persons with either antagonistic viewpoints to Christ or those that delight in skewering traditional thoughts regarding faith and belief have been quick to share their non-faith or disbelief, and they do so in an evangelical manner. That is, they're looking to convert you to non-faith from faith. And I've got a whole collection of things I've collected over time of people who've made posts that are in that vein. Third, our original purpose for the forums was at least twofold. First, to have a place that busy and engaged homeschool moms could come to get support and encouragement for their homeschooling endeavors. It's kind of a duh. That's what Sunlight is, and that's why we created the forums. And then two, we did want to have open, unfettered, yet graceful dialogue on any matter, since no other place exists to civilly and honorably ask tough questions or to consider deeper matters. And that has to go with kind of who we are as a company and our desire to search out for truth. And then fourth, we now want to return more heartily to that original purpose. To do so, we're expecting to make the following actions soon, and our aim is for mid-April. And while I say we're planning to do this, part of the reason for having this conversation is to get your input on how we might tailor that, alter that, improve that, so that when we execute this, it will be the very best possible. But here's some things we're looking potentially to do. We will essentially offer two forum communities, one moderated and the other unmoderated. We have that already to a minor degree. We'll kind of make it a larger degree. In the moderated community, we propose to establish gateway criteria for participants beyond what is in practice and existence today. That criteria, and again, we will ask for your help to state this in the best way possible and the most clear way, but the criteria that we're looking at is twofold. One, you must be an active or actively homeschooling your children now or have been doing so for some extended period of time. And two, you must agree that you will see the world through the lens of Scripture. And we can talk about what that means in a moment. Otherwise, you'll be free to partake on our unmoderated forums only. So if you meet the gateway criteria, you're on the moderated forums. If you don't, you're free to participate in the unmoderated forums. We may well want to expand the number or types of forums available to the unmoderated community, and I'm thinking there's probably three that I can think of that might be useful in an unmoderated arena. Similar to meet and share, family entertainment, technology, parenting, and relationships. All other moderated forums will be accessible only if you meet the gateway criteria. Now, presuming we're able to both establish what the forums will look like and how we will control access to them, here's some other thoughts we have in mind. We want our moderating to be as transparent as possible. Hence, for the moderated forums, we may wish to establish a separate forum in which we handle, discuss, or share our moderating actions with the community. When John and I more recently were talking about this, we were thinking of some sports analogies and thinking of the idea in hockey, for example, of a penalty box. The idea is to share what we have done or decisions we have taken with the community regarding moderating the forums so they understand or at least know what our stance is, and so as not to allow such moderating matters to be a part of any ongoing thread discussions. And again, I can expand on that a little bit later. We also may wish to establish some ground rules that are clear to everyone, such that there are penalties for so to speak, touching a moderator in the performance of your duties. Again, kind of going to a football analogy. Professional football, there is a rule that players cannot touch the referees, even incidentally. When they do, they're ejected. And there's no questions asked, and there's no misunderstanding on the part of coaches, players, fans, or the refereeing crew that's just not welcome. Now, let me also share the following thoughts that come about this stage. This has more to do with what's kind of driven us to go in this direction. If someone is unsure of their faith and has honest questions of faith, we expect to embrace their questions and their participation on our forums. We could think of this as either I believe, help my unbelief, or I am open to believing but I don't understand or I have doubts. These folks of homeschooling, we would expect, could participate fully in the moderated forums. On the other hand, those who do not accept belief and either openly mock Christ or Christians or faith matters in general, and maybe even more particularly seek to undermine and destroy faith or traditional faith, they may fully participate, if otherwise eligible, on the unmoderated forums only. Those that seek to export their faithlessness, atheism, low view of Scripture, or the like, may also participate on the unmoderated forums only. So in particular, those that say, I don't believe, help me to help others not to believe as well, they can only participate in the unmoderated forums. They would not meet our gateway criteria. The moderated forums will accept the authority of Scripture as a baseline of discussion. And again, we can talk about that towards the end here. So that's kind of what we want to do overall, and I can share more thoughts or even share an initial beam word that Sarita has drafted that she would expect to share in the beam at the point in time that we would make this transition. And if I would read that to you, or if you would see that, you'd see her heart in this matter and what she's really feeling in her heart. Now, before we open for questions or you share your thoughts or what have you, I want to suggest that this is what we need from you earnestly and prayerfully over the next couple of weeks as we try to really come to grips with what this should look like, how we should execute it, and what kinds of things would be involved. So some questions. How should we declare these changes to our community? How can we share the benefits or purpose for those that are beneficiaries? I frankly am less concerned about those negatively impacted that will be unhappy with our decision I am vitally concerned with those that we can encourage, support, and edify as a result of these changes. Obviously, there will be some, maybe even many, who won't like this. Too bad, don't care. There will be hopefully many who will like it, and those are the folks that we want to encourage and support. When should we do this? I've already mentioned we're thinking middle of April, and we've got some rationale for that. But if there's a better time, we can certainly entertain that. What steps are necessary to enable us to faithfully and clearly execute these changes and sustain them over time? We don't want to go into this blindly or without some due preparation so that once we do it, we're clear on how we're going to go about this for some months until it is the norm, rather than being surprised shortly after we do this because we didn't think about something. What scenarios must we consider and be prepared to address before they arise? So again, that's just kind of making sure we're not going to be surprised because we didn't think this thing through. There might be some technical matters. Which ones might we face? What ground rules or modified guidelines should we share or articulate? Do we need to change our guidelines and promulgate them and so forth? What must we do to support you as you prepare for this change and then make the change quickly, clearly, and without any rancor? And that's our goal, no rancor. Talk about that more if you like as well. And then are there matters we have not considered that must be addressed before making the change? And then finally, I wanted to share the following. This is a private matter for you and us at this point. Nobody else is involved, and certainly don't want anybody in the foreign community in general or at large to have any inkling of what is going on at this point in time. It's just us. So do not discuss or share this with anyone in the community at large at all, please. We will conduct some discussion, but we'll probably do that either through conference calls like this or through email. We've decided we will not use the moderator forum to do that, just to be on the safe side. When we decide we are ready to make the change, we'll make the change and then we'll announce the full details after we make the change. We don't wish to have an online discussion about what we are doing or going to do before we do it. This is our decision, it's our call, we want to do it in the best possible way, but we're going to do it. After it's done, we'll be glad to tell everybody this is the way it is. That's to prevent a bunch of harping, carping, and all kinds of stuff prior to the change. Between now and execution, you're free and honestly, I really desire you to offer your thoughts, your insights, your concerns, ways you think this might work as well as possible. Once we agree on those things, we'll be done and we'll be ready to execute. So it's kind of like if you got some ideas or thoughts, speak now, because once we do this, it's the forever hold your peace type of idea. Our thoughts and inputs will ultimately be offered to Sarita for approval. We've had some extensive discussions with her, but the final look and feel and execution plan and so forth, we will share with Sarita so she can agree to it. She is deeply involved and she is a catalyst for this, I guess you'd say. And then if subsequent to all of this discussion, all of our deliberations, and then our final agreement on the procedures, the practice, and all that's related to that, if you are unable or unwilling to moderate for whatever reason, we can discuss contract termination. You're not obligated to proceed under these new rules. We recognize that. We wish that you would be interested, but if you do not wish to proceed because there's something in this that you don't abide by or don't see eye to eye with or just are uncomfortable or unenthused, we'd prefer that we not force you to be a moderator under those circumstances. And if so, we'll harbor absolutely no resentment or ill will toward anyone that has to bow out for whatever reason. By the way, that's nothing new. That's true in any circumstance with respect to your moderating our forums and being contractors for us. So, in a rather large nutshell, that's kind of what we're thinking. So now I'd like to open it for questions or discussion. We'll take actually. We do not expect to make a decision today on all the particulars. What I'll do is, after our time today, I will send an email with these notes, which I've said I've written down, maybe some other things, and then we can have a discussion via email. If it's appropriate, we can have another conference call or what have you. So today isn't the only day for you to have input. You can think about this. You can reflect about it. I would like to have a pretty sound gelling of what we want to do by the end of the month so that we can prepare in the first couple of weeks of April to actually execute somewhere potentially around the middle of April. Okay. There it is.
Could you share your reasons why the middle of April? You said you had some reasoning as to why you were looking at that date.
Yeah. There's about three factors that I can think of right offhand. One, we just had some downtime on the forums, and there was some thought on some people's part that maybe we were going to make changes, so I'd like to distance ourselves from that period of time. Two, we're consumed in preparing for go live on April 1st, and we'd not like to intermix these two activities at the same time. Furthermore, we expect that there will be some bump in traffic on the website and so forth right after the catalog's released and go live. That kind of subsides after a couple of weeks and then starts to gradually build up through the rest of the summer. Therefore, we don't want to do it close to the first, but we'd like to get this done sooner rather than later. We really don't want to do it in June, July, or August. So it's kind of the sooner the better, but the best, earliest time we think we can actually get to it is the 15th or the middle of April, someplace in there.
What is the rationale behind maintaining an unmoderated forum, and will that forum be public, or will you have to have purchased a core or a subscription to be on the unmoderated forum as well as the moderated forum?
Eligibility for being on our forums in general, whether moderated or unmoderated, we don't expect to make any changes. So you'll be a customer or you will pay, but it's not going to be just open to the public. It's no different than what it is. We're just segregating them more distinctly.
Wayne, are there going to be two complete sets of forums, like all the, 20, 30, however many forums we have right now? Are there going to be that many on each side, or will some be moderated and some not?
The way I see it, and again, I'll look for your input, I'd expect there might be 5-6 unmoderated forums, which would be lifelong learners, current events, meet and share, parenting, relationships, technology, something like that, and that's it, no more. And then all the current forums that we have, all the curriculum forums, the community forums, et cetera, they will remain as they are, and they'll be moderated as they are.
So, like, you wouldn't create another meet and share that is moderated? There would just be one meet and share?
No. There is a meet and share forum today that is moderated. It will remain. We will create, potentially, another unmoderated meet and share forum. And again, whether it's called meet and share or whether we even create it is certainly open to discussion. My thought being, to make the opportunity available for those who wish to take advantage of it to talk about things other than just things that are currently in lifelong learners, which tend to be theological, and things that are in current events, which tend to be nothing at this point. It's pretty dead. Maybe they'd like to meet and share and talk about ungodly things.
The existing forums will stay moderated, and then you will probably create some new forums that would be unmoderated.
Yes, but just a few. We're not looking to expand that to be everything or anything. And in fact, we don't have to expand it at all. We can say We're just changing the gateway, and it's exactly what it is today. So there's two unmoderated, and there's all the rest are moderated, but now there's a gateway. I was just thinking in my own mind that to make the unmoderated forms maybe a little more palatable, we might want to give them opportunity to have a couple other forms. Let me speak. Why even have unmoderated forms? The reality is there is a segment of our community that has a certain bent and wishes or potentially wishes to have discussion but wouldn't meet the criteria of our gateway and would be unwelcome going forward on our moderated forums because they're not sharing our worldview, our bent, our philosophy, our theology, whatever you want to say. Nonetheless, as an educational company, we still think there's some having unfettered discussions if people choose to do that. It's very possible that it could wither and die because people just don't like to do that. My own, and this is just my own personal view at this moment, the reason more and more of the folks who used to be on the unmoderated forum are now in our moderated forums because they need an audience. They need somebody to rile up. They need somebody. Well, if they're there, then maybe they'll go away. That's their call. But we're not trying to eliminate the conversations they may wish to have. We're just saying we're not interested in them on a day-to-day basis. We're not interested in that being an influence to those who do not wish to be influenced. But if you want to have those discussions, we'll make a place for you that's available.
So I guess what I'm seeing, and I'm not sure if I'm seeing this correctly or not, is basically two totally separate forums that you would have separate logins and what have you, just like, say, the student forums are separate so that somebody in the moderated wouldn't go over to the other unless they actually logged out and logged into the separate forum?
That's something I don't know, and I'm going to defer
okay.
to you all in some sense because we do technically want to make a gateway. Now, how we actually execute that is going to be a discussion item. So whether we need to have two separate forums with two separate logins or whether we just have something less than that, closer to what we have today,
okay.
I'm going to need your help to find that.
I guess my thought is if it's going to be so intentionally different and if it's going to be really more intentional that these people that are of the negative faith base, however you want to say it, that they, you know, realize they can't be on the one forms, it almost seems like it would have to be a separate form for people who are intentionally trying on purpose with a lot of trouble to get to that form, and they don't just click something at the bottom of the form and put in a password and they're good to go. I mean, just in order to keep it as separate as maybe it seems like you're wanting it to be. That's my first thought, but I mean, I haven't thought it through, obviously.
From a business perspective, though, that would duplicate the technical side. I mean, it's not like the student forums completely duplicate the amount of time we spend on a technical aspect other than all the stuff we do special for kids. But it would require, I would assume it would require a tech forum on those forums. It would require all of the administrative stuff on top of it. Where right now, the way the unmoderated forums are set up, they don't require ongoing technical maintenance beyond what we're already doing.
And I don't know anything about that. I'm just thinking as far as if you want this gateway criteria one way and the other, it almost seems like it would be better to have two separate places so everybody knows what the expectations and what the – I mean, they could even have, obviously, different forum guidelines on the two different places or whatever. So I was just thinking out loud, but I don't know about the technical stuff.
You could.
So would they not
– It's very possible that we can make that happen without having to create another instance of our forums out there on the Internet. But I think that's probably something – that we'll have to talk about from a tech aspect, which really doesn't involve this group
right.
as a whole. But
right.
I think certainly talking about what it looks like, you know, and which which approach would work more effectively is something we can talk about as a group, but when it comes to how we could actually make that happen, I don't know that that's something we can discuss here.
I wonder, and this may even go too far, but I wonder if, because right now we have a basic gateway to the moderate or to the unmoderated forums, we could have the same basic idea as a gateway to the moderated forums and a gateway to the unmoderated forums.
Right. It's a user group thing.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. And I understand we don't want to get into the whole technical thing. I'm seeing the goal here is not necessarily to scare new customers, at least I think a little part of it, the goal, by seeing all of the unmoderated forums in their entirety. But we sure don't want to hide any of them to where nobody knows they're there, because then what would be the point of having them?
Yeah, let me just piggyback on that thought. Again, how we end up doing it, we'll figure out collectively. But we aren't suggesting that it needs to be anything really different in a sense than what's currently there. If there's a busy homeschooling mom who is chaste and pure, and she wants to go to an unmoderated forum to see all of the junk that's there, that's her call. And we're not looking to say you. What we are looking to do is, if you are a unpure or impure and unchaste and rabble-rousing atheistic evangelist, and your goal in life is to convert people to atheism, we do want to preclude them from being on our moderated forums. So the gateway is to preclude a certain segment from being free participants on our moderated forums, but we're not looking to honestly put anything in front of the unmoderated forums outside of, you just have to be an eligible customer or paying person in order to have access. Now, again, how we do that, open to discussion, but philosophically, it's kind of a gateway one direction and not the other.
So that on the moderated forums, discussions that come up that are, say, sexual in nature and those type of things, that's still not unwelcome as long as someone's not trying to be the atheistic evangelist type. Is that what you're saying?
I think the answer to your question is yes. But let me amplify. We're not looking for insightful, honest, open discussion really about anything on moderated forums. So, for example, if a person would post and say, I've had these things happen in my life and it's causing me to question my faith and I'm really struggling and I'd like to have some thoughts or inputs or help from you or what are you thinking, very welcome post on our moderated forums. Even to the point if the person says, I'm losing my faith, but they aren't declaring that I'm out here to change your faith, because those people are struggling and we want to be a support to them. With respect to sexual items, sex, politics, religion, what have you, are very welcome topics.
Okay.
What we would be able to do on the moderated forum with this segregation, I believe, however, is to perhaps be a little more attuned to what our guidelines say and step in more quickly, if you will, to eliminate tintillation or foodery, if you will, that really isn't helpful to the community as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
That's still a subjective call, but we shouldn't have to have a group that's always fighting us on that. And there is no distinction. In this case, there is a distinction, and we ought to be able to perpetuate that.
Can you repeat for us the phrasing you had for that gateway? So maybe we could talk about how you interpret those.
Sure. We have here, you must be actively homeschooling your children now or have been doing so for some extended period of time And two, you must agree to see the world through the lens of Scripture. Now, let me amplify just a little bit, because I don't know what those words really ought to be. That's been the hardest struggle as I've thought about this since we've kind of come to this decision. How do we say it, articulate it, so that it's, one, very clear to anybody who might hear it or read it, but also has the full intent of what we're trying to say, and not more than what we're trying to say. But the idea is, first of all, for the moderated forums, because it is for homeschooling moms and it's for supportive homeschooling moms, that's the audience we really want to bring into that forum. So if you're not homeschooling, have never been homeschooling, then you're not eligible to be on those forums. On the other hand, there are folks who have been homeschooling but perhaps are no longer homeschooling. And we're not trying to eliminate them because they have been homeschoolers and they have lots of wisdom and what have you that they could offer. So they may not be currently actively homeschooling, but they have been. So again, if you haven't been homeschooling at all, that's really the gateway we're kind of talking about there. And then secondly, with respect to see the world through the lens of Scripture, this gets pretty delicate in a couple of ways. So we do have to think very carefully about how we express it. The idea is, if you go to our catalog or our website and you look at the 27 reasons or whatever they are now, is it 27? It keeps changing.
I don't know.
27 reasons not to buy, you'll find in Mary's statement that says, at least in one of the questions, it says, we recognize that we as authors, owners, creators of Sunlight are, if you will, white Anglo-Saxon Protestants. And hence, what we create comes from that background. Not that we're trying to eliminate any other backgrounds, but we want you all to be very aware that that's where we come from. Well, how do we perpetuate that same sort of idea on the forums without being exclusive to those who are not white, who are not Anglo-Saxon, who are not Protestant, but yet we do have a very high view of Scripture, and it gets into the theology of sola scriptura versus the magisterium versus blah, blah, blah. The idea simply is, if you don't believe God's Word, then you're not really a candidate to be a participant on our moderated forums. If you interpret Scripture differently from one person to the next, that's not the issue. The issue is, do you accept God's Word? And that's because that's what we do. The only other thing I can offer, and Sarita came up with this, is there has to be some authority upon which we can make some determinations about these gateways. And in our case, the authority is Scripture. It isn't a church or what have you. It isn't a dogma, it isn't a doctrinal statement of a particular denomination, what have you. It is that the authority we go by is Scripture, and so that's the case. So if you have somebody who says, you know, I don't believe Scripture, they're not a candidate for our moderated forums. Somebody says Scripture is wrong, they're not a candidate. Someone says, I believe Scripture, I just don't understand it, they're fine. I believe Scripture, I seem to interpret it differently than you or somebody else, that's fine, but they aren't undermining authority, godly authority. And our best mechanism to think about that starts with Scripture. Hope that helps.
What they said, I'm authority in my life. Or they lead to believe or say something like,
yeah, I don't know. We'll end up parsing this after the fact, I'm sure, when somebody posts and says A, B, C, or D, and we might want to confront them and say, what do you mean by A, B, C, or D? And if A, B, C, D answer is okay, fine. And there's still going to be some subjectiveness, there's still going to be some judgment involved. But right now, that's not the issue that we're confronting. The issue we're confronting is, I don't believe, and you're fools, the rest of you, for believing. they are excluded. We're no longer interested in having that perspective promulgated on our forums. That's not who we are. So, yes, there's going to be some gray areas as we get finer and finer in this, but let's not forget what we're really after. What we're really after is Touchstone, who says he's not a believer, is not welcome, period. Daddy Otter is not a homeschooler. He's not welcome. There may be others that I don't think of or that might be caught in that same trap, but their goal is to undermine the foundation of faith or to raise fears and doubts in traditionalist thinking Christians. And while we're glad to have discussions raised, we're not interested in having people actively undermining people's faith.
I think, Wayne, that raises a question about a practice that we currently have. As far as, you know, you mentioned Daddy Otter. Now, to my knowledge, his wife is either currently homeschooling or has homeschooled in the past. And he is on the Sunlight Forums because we allow each full access subscription to have a free spouse or anonymous subscription along with it. So he's on our forums not because he's homeschooling, but because his wife is. So that's going to have to be an issue we address.
We need to address that. And we can say it is. There is no such companion access provided any longer. If you're a homeschooler and you are actively homeschooling, you have access, and that's it. If your spouse wants to be a member, they have to also be actively homeschooling and get their own access. That's a way to go there. I'm open again to that discussion. We haven't gotten deep enough to say we can or can't do that or we should or shouldn't do that. But the idea is there are people, and Daddy Otter is one that comes to my mind regularly, who is not actively homeschooling.
But then how are you going to address the issue of for some extended period of time? Because let's take Chloe. She hasn't homeschooled in probably 3, maybe 4 years at this point, but she did homeschool for an extended period of time. But she is not talking at all about homeschooling.
Again, we're not trying to say they have to talk about homeschooling.
Is it possible that this gateway criteria could just come right out and say that if you're going to participate in this forum, you're willing to submit to the authority of Sunlight? Because a lot of this problem seems to stem from people saying, what gives you the right to decide whether or not my post is acceptable?
Well, quite honestly, that's always been the case, and that is not even open question or dispute. If someone says, what gives you the right, the answer is, we own the forums. They're ours. That's regardless of what... curious, et cetera, et cetera. Whatever call we make, our call, end of story. I guess I assume that that's the case, and if we need to state it, well, clearly we'll be glad to state that. We are the authority of these forums. We own them. These decisions are being made because it's in the best interest of our company and our community of customers.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but we're having a problem with connection. I have muted the rest of the folks that were in here, and I think that'll probably solve the problem, but we lost most of what you just said. I'm sorry.
Oh. I'm not sure where you lost me.
You were answering the question about Sunlight having the authority to say, you know, we own the forums and therefore we make the guidelines, and that's where you pretty much cut out.
Okay, let me try to be more succinct. I don't view any of what we're doing going forward as a change to what we've always done in the past. The forums are Sunlight forums. Hence, we own them, Hence, we are the authority. Hence, we will make all decisions. And our decisions are final, and they are beyond dispute. That will be the same going forward. So if we make a decision that person A is not to have access, or person B is to have access, or this post is not a proper post, and this post is a proper post, then that's that. Now, they can quibble, and maybe the penalty box again, or that forum is where that quibbling will take place, so the community can see that we are transparent in what we're doing and we're trying to be helpful. But the reality is, once we've made a decision, we can explain it, we can state it, we can restate it. But if people don't like the decision, they have no recourse. It's our decision.
Now, ladies, I have muted your mics to clean up the call a little bit. So if you want to share something or ask a question, just push the number one on your keypad, and I'll open your mic so you can talk. Go ahead, Rhonda.
The idea of the penalty box, you're talking about if they even mention how we're moderating. Can we talk a little bit about, are you talking about then moving an entire thread? If we take, for example, the thread that Sherry mentioned this morning, that where they say, oops, deleted myself for, you know, I don't remember exactly how they said it, for the moderator because of how they're going to edit me later, is basically what he's saying. The other thing I wanted to address was the idea of whether or not eliminating the spouse. From a customer's perspective, I don't think that would be a good idea. We actually get calls. I had one yesterday from a husband asking if we had resources available to him to help him in his role in their homeschool. So I'd hate to see us lose those few husbands that we do have participating through this. But
let me address the second part first. We are open to agreeing on what to do in that regard. And if it's a better thing to do to keep spouses, then I'm glad to do that. We just need them to articulate in our criteria what they can or can't do because of the gateway criteria. So whatever we agree to do, we can certainly do, and we're open to that. Haven't made a firm decision one way or the other. With respect to the first part, the intent of a penalty box, and again, we're tossing it out there as an idea, not yet firmly agreed this is what we will do. We may say that's a stupid idea, let's not go there. But the idea was twofold. Threads often start, and then somehow in the thread something goes awry, and then perhaps the moderators intervene by editing or removing a particular post or what have you. And then the thread tends to start talking about that activity as opposed to the topic of the thread. The idea of the penalty box is we might take the action to modify, delete, or whatever a post. Any discussion of that would then go to the penalty box, the forum, so that the thread is unimpeded. I'm not aware of any benefit or desire to move entire threads to the penalty box. If there is a thread that is only about moderating and how good or bad it is, I would expect that thread will just disappear. There's no reason to have that thread. If there is some question about, hey, I got points and I'm not happy about it because, and then we can go to the penalty box and say, you have points because you violated the guidelines. This is what the guidelines are. And then they want to come back and say, well, I disagree. And then we say, we understand your disagreement. Nonetheless, penalty stands. I don't expect to be a lot of dialogue, but then others can see that we have been gracious. We have been over backwards to try to accommodate people, that we have encouraged people to simply make changes or voluntarily do things. And then when they don't do that and we have to actually take stricter action, they will be able to see that there was some background to all of that. That's our thought. Now, if that's helpful, great. If it's totally unhelpful, perhaps we don't need to do that. But the idea was we don't want to encumber existing threads with moderator questions or counterpoints or discussion. Threads are threads. We take action because their guidelines exist, and that's that. If they want to talk about it, they can do so privately or in this other forum. That was the idea.
Go ahead, Sherry.
Touchstone and Daddy Otter will remove themselves. And if they don't, if they click whatever box says that they agree to this gateway criteria, what happens then when they come and post?
Well, I can tell you right now, if Touchstone doesn't voluntarily remove himself, we will remove him. I want you to do that. He is not welcome on the moderated forums. I've got all kinds of posts I've collected of his, all of which indicate he doesn't meet our criteria. End of story. Daddy Otter may be a little more problematic. We might want to approach him and say, you barely potentially meet our criteria. You want to titillate. If you want to postulate and you want to undermine, you won't be welcome. So take your best shot, but be mindful. You got one. He takes it, he's done. It's gone. And that's true for any poster. Anybody who says, I am, I do, believe, I am willing to accept this, or whatever, and then flat out says, you know, anybody who believes in faith and not science is irrational and intellectually dishonest, they're done. That's the whole point here.
I think, too, it might be helpful to, when we talk about, you know, gateway qualifications or whatever we call them, I think faith is one of two large issues, and I think you refer to the other one, and that is, you know, the whole fact of sexual discussion. I think that many people who are chaste or pure, as you mentioned earlier, come to a forum community that they assume is primarily female and feel some freedom to be able to discuss some of those things. And 99% of the male users on our forums steer clear of those threads gladly because, you know, that's just what you do when you're a gentleman. Daddy Otter tends to be the only one that feels that for some reason he has something to offer, and more often than not, it's not helpful. And in fact, what it does is to create this feeling of unsafeness or an inability to be open and share things because he might step into the middle of the conversation. You know, pretty much like standing in the foyer after church on Sunday sharing with three or four other women about a deep issue that you're having, and all of a sudden he steps into the conversation having overheard it because he was standing nearby. And I think somehow, at least from my perspective, he is the one and almost only individual that we deal with on that playing field. And as evidenced in the thread that Sherry closed temporarily this morning, he loves to refer to that. He talks all the time about, you know, I have to be careful here. The moderators will slap my hand because I'm playing in the wrong locker room. He dangles it and does it with great delight. And I think somehow we have to address that kind of thing in our gateway as well.
And I'm glad to address that. We can, you know, we don't necessarily even have to make that a gateway. We can make another guideline that simply says the majority of users of this forum are moms who are homeschooling. When matters that are particularly personal or relevant, such as sexual matters, are raised up in the forum community among moms, only moms will be allowed to participate. Any male who joins then is not allowed, period. There's ways we can do that if that's an issue, and we can do that for any number of things if they are an issue. The gateway may be a way to do that, or we can just say this is the way we're going to play. There are, you know, this is a women's locker room, and when matters of modesty or whatever you want to call it are raised up in the women's locker room, men aren't allowed. And again, there's some judgment there and what have you, but with your help, we will be glad to articulate and define that. In that, the goal is to make it a safe, inviting community for those who are trying to homeschool. If they really want to be challenged on something, go to the unmoderated forum. Anybody still there?
Yep, we're still here. Hang on. Go ahead, Jill.
I was just going to say, I really like that idea. I feel very, very sad when the discussion goes where Daddy Otter jumps in and tries to make something titillating or wrong or shameful or sexual out of something where people are just trying to discuss something that's really important or deep within them. And I think that's really, that would be awesome if we did do a guideline like that, that we could shut it down and not have to have him jumping in all the time, or someone else like him, but he's the only one I can think of too.
Go ahead, Sherry.
I guess I'm still feeling a little bit confused about the need then to set up two separate forums. It sounds to me like what you're saying is, okay, moderators, we're going to give you some more teeth and some more ability to moderate effectively. And I guess this gateway is a way of just letting the users know that that is in fact the case, but that in reality, when you go to the Sunlight forums, they're not going to look tremendously different, but there will simply be more unmoderated forums, whereas right now we just have two, and that we're saying, we'll still let you folks play the way you want to play, you just need to do it over here. So I guess if I'm a user, how different are the forums going to look when I go to the website? Will there be big changes so that it seems like a fresh new start? Or is this really just a change in moderating practices? If I'm a customer, how will this look very different to me?
That's to be determined. That's why we'll have these discussions. I can see one possibility being that there's no real difference in the look and feel of the forums after this change than there is today. There might be a few more forums on the unmoderated, et cetera. What will change is a declaring of policy, a amplification of rules or guidelines that we will enforce under that we will enforce because these are new rules we are imposing on the forums. So be aware of the rules; we will enforce them. That's one side of the ledger. On the other side, if it is prudent and we come to agreement that it's the smartest thing to do, to say that there's two distinct forum communities, there's two ways to log in, they look entirely different. If that's the most prudent thing to do, then we can consider that. Our intent is not to change structure or technical things nearly as much as to simply make the community aware this is the way our forums are going to be cared for, moderated, and policed. And it's a different environment than it was. And as of now, what was, in some cases, is no longer allowed. And in some cases, that will mean that there will be folks who will be disenrolled or unable to participate. And again, I'm not sure of the technical means to do that. But again, using Touchstone as an example, I see no reason for him to have access to the moderated forums. Now, if that's a voluntary thing and we just suspend him, quote unquote, whenever, well, then he's suspended. I don't know if you can suspend from one to the other or only one or both. Again, those are technical things, but what I'm trying to get across here is, it's not intended to say we have to change the look and feel. What we're changing is policy.
Go ahead, Rhonda.
Wayne, I'd like to get your perspective on whether you feel these guidelines are going to affect the issues we have sometimes with Chloe. Quite often we get into the sexual issues with her. She is someone who absolutely states her belief in Scripture and in God. She potentially is interpreting things differently than the vast majority of our forums. But there are times, and I'm trying to think through this, and I'm not sure that it's necessarily her that may take a thread down a road we don't like. In my mind, I'm thinking it's probably more Daddy Otter than her by far. But think back to the last time we had the issues. It was a conversation between her and her husband that would something like that be acceptable? Or is there a guideline we've talked about here that would remove that?
I'm uncertain. I don't know exactly which thread posted, for example, you're referring to. And we can think about that and maybe come to grips with that. I don't think we want to lose the self-policing aspect of our forums as the predominant way the community takes care of its own and the community, brings us back to the basics, et cetera. But there are potentially some guidelines or some rules that we might want to implement that says, you know, you can't cross this line. And this is that line. Now, I don't know what that is, but if you all can help craft something that is reasonable and clear, that would forestall bad behavior or poor community etiquette, we're glad to go there. I guess the point is, if we've said in the past that we've leaned on the forums in general to allowing things to go much more openly, and only at the last moment when all hope is lost we intervene, I'm suggesting we're moving that pendulum back a bit, saying, no, it's right here. If you want to be a participant, then it's because you're going to be an edifier in our community, even if you ask the tough questions. If you have a tough question and you don't know how to ask it, you can try, and we might intervene and say, you know, you're impolite or you're violating our guidelines. And if they can do better, they're welcome to participate. And if they can't, then, you know, they'll get their points or whatever and so forth. But we're not trying to change, in essence, the dynamic of the ability to communicate about anything. We still believe any topic is fair if it's simply addressed intelligently and in some sort of a God-honoring fashion and not a God-destroying fashion. And that doesn't mean that we're trying to change the guidelines at this time to eliminate poor etiquette and bad behavior and, you know, lousy thinking and incomplete consideration of others. That's human nature, and we're not going to eliminate that. So there's going to be bad behavior that continues. We will address that, I think, in the same fashion as we've always addressed that. If something is close to or on the same side of as you're an evangelical atheist, if something else rises to that level, then let's consider making a rule to eliminate that possibility as well. If not, then our guidelines should be used to take care of it.
Go ahead, Sherry.
Well, I think life will get much easier on the forums without Touchstone and Daddy Otter. And I'm glad that Rhonda brought up Chloe, because there is sort of a second tier of folks who can be challenging. But it is also possible that once we remove Daddy Otter and Touchstone, or they remove themselves, that second tier may not be quite as challenging, I think. And even if they left for whatever reason, there would always be someone who would be challenging. Question for you. Who gets to moderate the penalty box? And would all of us be posting there, or would there be one particular person who would answer any questions about moderating decisions that would come up there?
First, we're not seeking to eliminate challenging posters. That's not the goal of what we're talking about. We're trying to eliminate, if you will, antithetical, anti-godly proponents. That's really all we're trying to do. So everybody else who's poorly behaved in whatever shape or form, we have to address that in the same way we always have, which is our guidelines, and if they need to be strengthened, we can do that. So just a comment on that regard. The penalty box, if it were to exist, I don't know. You all tell me what's the best way to do it. My thought in my own mind is there's no moderator of that forum. Every moderator has access, every moderator posts, every moderator comments, and there's no quote-unquote moderator arbiter for all moderators. That's what you all do on the moderating forum. I would expect you all continue to have those discussions and work things out and come to agreement. But the idea simply is if forum A has an issue and you have to do something, then you make a note of it in the penalty box forum. And if a different moderator, different forum, same thing, they also make a note of it, and that just takes place there so that people see that we're transparent and are doing it. If that's unwieldy, if it's unwise, if it's generates more problems than not, then fine, we don't necessarily need to go there. But I'm not looking to make another onerous process with a lot of structure, simply saying discussions about decisions can be shared in that form.
I like that approach because I think what that does is it solidifies the concept that as moderators, we work together as a team. And, you know, if we need to hash out something among ourselves, and like you said, we do that on the moderator forum. But I think to the community at large, we need to continue to present a united team mentality in front of everybody. I really can't imagine one of us alone handling that and then becoming the target for any unhappiness, I guess.
And I would tend to agree. Again, we can certainly think about it more deeply as we go forward here. But as always, if there is an issue that, you know, just won't go away or somebody's just, you know, a pest beyond pest, we're here to support you. And if Tim or I need to jump in and say, you know, enough's enough, we're glad to do that. I don't anticipate that. I am hoping that we can be clear enough in our policy declarations and in our ensuing moderation that the guidelines will be clear, the boundaries will be clear, and those who step over them will be caught, and they will be appropriately dealt with, and everybody will see it, everybody will know it, and we will eventually get to that, you know, sort of normal equilibrium where it's just not a big issue. If it is a big issue, then the question is, are they really a contributing member of the forums, or are they really just a troublemaker? They're a troublemaker, we can suspend them until they're willing to play nice.
A couple of things, Wayne, that I thought about from a timing standpoint, and these are just suggestions. I know you mentioned the 15th of May just because that's exactly in the middle of the month. I would love for us to consider when we make this happen, that it happen on a Monday. That would be like the 12th of that week. The other thing that would be really great is I do not know if we still have an instance of the forums on the test side of our server, but it would be awesome if we don't, if we could make that happen again so that as moderators we could get a good feel for what the ultimate whatever looks like and how it operates, and so that we would be able to test some of the tech issues that we're going to need to address, just so that when this does go live, we're not scrambling trying to address issues that we probably could have taken care of beforehand if we just tested them. And it's very hard, difficult to test on the live forum without people becoming very well aware that we're testing something.
Agreed. We'll work with you to make sure that that's possible.
Just to clarify, you said mid-May, but I just want to clarify, we're thinking mid-April.
I'm sorry. I'm looking at April on my calendar. I'm sorry if I misspoke. The 12th is a Monday in April.
And the exact date we will all agree on. We have no, you know, we just said middle of the month. So
right.
It's the 12th. If it's the 19th, if there's a better date, we will consider that. We want to do what's right. We want to do it well. We want to give ourselves enough time, but we also don't want to put it off too long because we don't want to be dealing with this in the heat of our season.
Right.
This is a side issue that we want to take care of and get under control, and then we want to get back to homeschooling.
Yeah. I think primarily the timing issue for us would be the earlier in April without disrupting go live, the better, just because the two of us who handled the majority of the tech aspect of the forum start our convention season in mid-April, and we just would not be available to take care of tech issues. So if
we can work with you on that. Sreedhar was ready to do it last week, so we'll move whatever is a prudent fashion with your input.
Okay. Anybody else have questions? One, push the number one on your own phone and any other hands up, Wayne. So I think for now we're good.
Okay, well, let me suggest that what I'll do is Tim and I will get together a little bit. We will send an email to all of you. I will include this notes that I made and maybe a few things that came out of this discussion. And then for the next period of time, while you think about things, pray about things, we will massage and work until we can craft a plan of action to actually implement. And again, we'd like to try to get at least the thinking done this month so that given whatever else we need to do technically or policy-wise, we can get ready to do in April. You are free to send one email or 50 if it is helpful to you. We will respond as best we can. I would prefer that we all talk to each other at the same time so that the entire conversation is available to all. So that might cause a little excess traffic in your inbox, but also be aware that if you don't want to read it and or you don't want to respond to it, that's fine. You're not under any obligation to do that, but we do want to be inclusive so that everybody can see what's going on. So when we say we've all agreed, you've had ample opportunity to object or offer an alternative during the process and not only just at the end of the process. So if that works, let us craft something and get it out to you soon. Have a discussion via email, and if you all think it's appropriate, and maybe it would be in particular towards the end of our discussion period to say, okay, this is what we think we've all come up with. Let's talk about it. We could have another phone conversation. We're open to anything. Our goal here is to help get the forums back to where we want them to be and to make that a pretty straightforward, easy process and to make it clear enough to our user community that there can be people who might object and not like what we're doing, but they can't say they don't understand or hear clearly what we're doing. We can take care of objectors. They have no standing. But we want to make sure they do understand what we're doing, whether they like it or not. So we'll go from there. We'll get back to you by email in the near future. And I thank you very much for your time. Thank you in advance for your prayers. Again, this is something we want to do well. We're not targeting anybody particularly, but we are targeting a way of doing business that we think would be helpful to our moms, as we really intended from the beginning. And in that first email, I will send you Sarita's initial word draft, and that I think will also give you some feel for her heart. So thank you very much. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, Wayne.
Goodbye. Bye.
You are currently the only person in this conference.